Hey you, do you want to learn how to design SVG cut files in the amazing Affinity Designer software with expert feedback surrounded by a supportive and loving community of designers? If you said yes, sign up for my free masterclass for more info. Link down below. Hello everyone, how are you guys doing today? Jeff here from Cut and Make Crafts, and in this video I will be answering all the questions that you guys sent me via email about designing SVGs, selling SVG cut files, designing SVG cut files. And I've been wanting to do this video for the past 2 weeks. I scheduled it twice, but I had to cancel it because mentally I wasn't in a good space to come live, to do a live video like this and answer questions during the live session. It last 2 weeks were really, really difficult, but I'm feeling much better now. So in this video, I will be answering all the questions. So there's a huge list of emails that I've received. It's gonna be probably a very long video, and I hope I can cover all of these questions. All right, so let's dive straight in. So I'm gonna just follow the list that I received in my email inbox, and one at a time I'm gonna go over all of the questions. So let's start with Grishma said that she wants to learn how to make SVGs and to make money from the SVG cut files. So I would highly recommend Grishma to check out my free masterclass, 4-step framework for a successful SVG business. In the masterclass, I go into all the details of what you need to start making money from SVG cut files. And I'll just summarize it for you over here. The number one thing, you need to master SVG designing. You need to learn to design all the different types of SVGs so you can target different markets. So one thing I wanna make clear is people want complex SVGs. They wanna spend money on complex SVGs, not something they can easily create in design space. Because if you open up design space right now, you will see there are a ton of new tools that they have introduced to create simple SVGs. They have shapes, they have text tools, you can curve the text, you can play around with the text. So simple text-based SVGs are not making money anymore. You gotta step outside making simple text SVGs. You gotta create complex SVGs like 3D SVGs, multi-layered cards, multi-layered shadow boxes, or 3D boxes, favor boxes. These are the kind of SVGs that are doing really, really good. One of my students, she launched her shop less than a month ago, and she was able to make, in 1 week, she was able to make 50 sales. She created a cup holder. So it wasn't just a simple text-based SVG. It was a cup holder SVG. And in 1 week, she got 50 sales from that SVG. So those are the kind of SVGs people want. So that's one question. Now let's have a look at another question. Is from Gregory. He or she says, how to make SVGs from PNG or JPEG. So what if you want a simple SVG, if you just want to convert a simple SVG, I would suggest going to PNG to SVG soft website. There's a website which will convert the SVGs for you. However, the quality that you get is very, very bad. And I won't recommend just converting the SVG using that website and then you start selling the SVG. No, you have to Even after converting, you have to clean up the SVG, make the edges smooth so that your Cricut doesn't have a hard time cutting the SVG. So if you want to make a really good SVG, which is easy to cut and smooth to work with, I would recommend tracing it out in a vector software like Adobe Illustrator or Affinity Designer. So you go in, you add your PNG, and then you trace every single section of that SVG using the pen tool, and then you create the SVG. So you get the very high quality SVG. That was the second question. Third question is from Kathy. So she says she wants to know how to create from sketches or photos. Also getting the correct sizes for project. So I do have a tutorial on YouTube. It says how to convert an image into an SVG. I forgot the exact name. So if you go to my channel, Cut and Make Crafts, it's one of the most popular videos, and the title is How to Convert Picture to SVG in Three Different Ways. So I'm just gonna turn my camera and show you guys the video. This is the video with the dog and this lady. So I show you guys three different ways to do this, and you can learn it in this video. So that was the question from Kathy. Okay, next question is from Trevor. What is the best method of protecting the SVG files you create from being shared without your consent? Very good question. So what I like to do is I like to add a message with every SVG that I sell. So I package my SVGs in a folder, and in the folder I will include a PNG, a picture which says clearly that sharing these files is strictly prohibited, and you're not allowed to resell or share this file in any way. And I also list very openly, explicitly state that in my listings, and I also add a photo in my listings that says the same thing: do not share or resell my files. So it's mostly about educating the people, because a lot of times people just assume that they can resell the SVGs as it is, but if you just state it there, that's gonna help a lot, and that's the max you can do. And if you find somebody, you can send them a notice, but remember that this is an online world, and a lot of people, this is gonna happen at some point in your journey, in your business journey. But the best thing is to focus on the good things. Even if somebody is trying to copy you, remember that people who are copying, they're not going to last long. If you complain, flag their shop and stuff like that, their shop's going to be taken down. But remember that these people are not there in for the long run. They might be profiting it for a couple of months. But once people find out and the truth is out, then they're not gonna get as many customers as you're gonna get. And plus, they're eventually gonna get tired and drop out, because they're not here for the passion. They're just here to make quick bucks from other people's work. And soon they're gonna die out. If they find something new. So don't worry about it. Focus on your goals and things that matter to you. So that is creating beautiful design, building your audience, having a connection with your audience. So focus on those things rather than the negative things. So I just want to show you the picture that I include for copyrights notice. It's the very basic notice that I created as a picture. So this is just a simple thing that I include with all my SVGs and my listings to make people aware that it's not okay to sell my SVG files. So that was a question from Trevor. Next question is from Sindra. Okay, so Sindra is just asking what platform. So I would recommend, highly recommend using Affinity Designer because that's the one that I use, and it's just one off purchase of, I think, $60. And there's no monthly subscription fee, and it's a very professional looking software. You're never gonna regret investing in this software. I bought my first one back in 2013, 2014, and since then I've been using the same software, and I just paid $50. So that's a big, super awesome thing about Affinity Designer. Next, I have Brenda. There's a question from Brenda. What all should you do and check to make sure you are selling a high quality SVG cut file to a customer? Amazing question. Wonderful question, Brenda. So I would suggest that first and foremost, you use a professional software to create your SVG from scratch. Don't just grab any SVG from that you see online and then try to manipulate it. No, if you use that thing, if you do that, you're gonna have a lot of trouble. I have used some of those SVGs, and they are so not, their quality is very, very low. Like, they'll have a ton of nodes in them, which will make it very difficult, and the cutting process will be very, very slow. So it's not going to be a high quality SVG. To make sure the quality is high, you got to make it from scratch, and you got to test it out. Test out every single SVG before you sell it. Cut it out on your Cricut and see where you're having issues. Import it in Design Space and check if it works properly. Sometimes when I'm designing SVGs and I import them in Affinity, in Cricut Design Space, there are some lines that are going here and there. Sorry, there are lines growing everywhere. It doesn't look good. So I have to go in, back in, and fix it. So make sure you always, always test your SVGs before you put them up for sale. So two things: start your creator SVGs from scratch, and second thing, test them out to make sure the quality of the SVG is good and it can cut smoothly on Cricut. Next question is from Lena. So Lena says, how do you decide or figure out what you're going to create? I usually get stuck at the beginning and not know what to make. That's a good question. So I like to do some stalking in Facebook groups and see what kind of crafts are people making and what kind of crafts are getting the most attention. So if there's something unique or maybe something cute that is trending. For example, last year the money cakes were trending a lot. So I've got a money cake over here. So something like this. Last year these were very, very popular. So you just create this thing and you fill them up with dollar bills, and you can gift it to someone. So last year these were very, very popular. And how did I find out? In the Facebook group. And a lot of people started selling those SVGs after they saw the popularity inside the groups. So that's the best place to start with go to Facebook groups, or even check Instagram, check the Cricut tags, what kind of SVGs are trending, what kind of craft projects are trending, and then you can start creating SVGs for projects similar to that. And to be at that level, to start creating anything that comes in your mind, you gotta master SVG designing. And that is why I have my course, SVGs on desktop/iPad, where I teach everything you need to know about designing SVGs in Affinity Designer. And it will take you from zero to the next level in less than 30 days. So I had a student who joined like 2 weeks ago, and in 1 week she completed all the tutorials and she started creating such beautiful SVGs. So one of the things that you are gonna learn inside the course is how to create SVGs for gift tags like this. This is a shaker gift tag. And you're also gonna get, right now I'm running a promotion where if you sign up before October 30th, you are gonna get 5 SVG templates for cards that you can modify and start selling in your store right away. So you get 5 of those templates that you can use. And there are 5, and there you're gonna make 6 different projects: cake topper, flower, a text-based SVG, a gift tag SVG, a 3D shadow box. So you can learn all of these things inside my program, SVGs on Desktop in Affinity Designer. So if you're interested, make sure you send me a DM. Right now you can sign up for $147, but the price is gonna go up on October 30th. So if you wanna sign up for $147, be sure to message me now and join the program. All right, next question is from Kerzenfieber. I don't know how to pronounce that name. Sorry about that. So she says, or he says, I would like to know how or with what I can convert a drawing into an SVG file. So I've already answered that question earlier. And so you can go back to the video and check that. You'll find a tutorial on my YouTube channel, how to convert picture to SVG, 3 easy methods. All right, so that was our next, let's go to our next question. It is from Damos. How to sell SVGs on Etsy? I think I've covered that question as well. So check out my free masterclass, 4-step framework for a successful SVG business. It will give you all the details. Next question is from Malia. I am new, so I would love to know how to design SVGs and where to sell them. So I covered this in my masterclass, 3 steps for easily designing SVGs and where to sell them. That's a great question. So for those of you who are just starting out, I would highly recommend setting up a shop on Etsy, even though I have a love-hate relationship with Etsy. It's a great platform to get started with because it already has an established base of customers, and people can easily find your shop via search, via SEO. So, which is why it's a great way to get started, to get your foot in the door. And once you start making extra sales, once you start making enough sales, like about $200 to $300 consistently, then I would advise to move to other platforms like either design bundles or Creative Fabrica. So I won't recommend, if you're working full time, I won't recommend that you get onto 10 different platforms right away, because it takes a lot of time and effort to maintain all these different platforms, especially if you are working full time. So I would highly recommend to keep the number of platforms to a very minimal and focus on creating a ton of products rather than going to 10 different platforms. So first and foremost, focus on populating your shop with a ton of designs, because that's going to make you money, not being on 10 different platforms when you don't have anything to sell. So keep that in mind. Next question is from Molly. Molly says she would love to know about font pairings in typography when making SVGs. So this is a very difficult, but there are lots of things to consider when you are doing font pairing, and that's why I created a whole course on this topic when it comes to font pairing, and that was like ages ago and I forgot the rules. But I would some of the things that I would recommend is keep the number of fonts to minimal. You don't want to use 10 different fonts in one design. Also think about how you're pairing. So you don't want to use two cursive fonts in one design. You want to keep one straight serif or sans serif font, and the other can be a cursive font. So these are some things that I would keep in mind. Also think about the width of each font. Like, is it bold or is it too thin? You don't want to use extremely thin font for paper crafts, because it's going to give a really hard time to Cricut and it will just rip your material off. So those are some of the things that you need to keep in mind. Also, I would, before starting your text-based SVG, have a look at some of the typographies out there. Like, there are lots of things to take inspiration from. I don't suggest copying, taking inspiration, like how the fonts have been paired. Like, there's lots of typography graphics out there on Pinterest. So go and have a look at that and then start your project. And her second question by Molly is there a minimum size for different colors that makes crewel hard to use or cut? So I think what Molly is trying to say over here is probably is there a limit to different number of colors that you can put in SVGs? I think that's the only thing I understand from this question. There isn't, but I would recommend not going above 5, because it can be very annoying to cut so many different colors for just one SVG, and then you gotta layer them up and you gotta do all those things, especially if you're working with the vinyl. So it's going to be really difficult to layer everything. So I think 5 is a good number. If you guys have a better suggestion, let me know in the comment section. What do you think is a good number in an SVG that you would like to work with? All right. So next question is from Sue. And Sue says, how to get them ready to sell? Great question. Okay, so Sue says, how to get them ready to sell? You have to create a mock-up to display your SVGs, and then you gotta package them in a zip file. And I have covered all the details of this in my bonus module, how to package and sell SVG. So I've got a module that answers all of these questions, and you can get this module as a bonus for free if you sign up for my course before October 30th. So let me just show you all the contents of this module. Whoops. So we've got, so these are all the things that is included inside the this module, how to package and sell your SVGs. So how to export SVGs, how to package them, how to make a PDF file to include with your SVGs, and everything about the platforms to choose, how to add watermarks and mockups to sell on SVGs, and also how to upload your SVGs to sell them on Etsy, how to write product descriptions, how to create graphics. So everything that you need to know about selling, packaging and selling SVGs is included in this module, and you can get this for free when you sign up for my course. So if you're interested, message me now to enroll in the course and get this module for free. Alrighty, the next question is from Maine Buckeye. So she's asking how to create multi-layered SVG cut files. Now that is a very, very technical tutorial, and I won't be able to cover it in this video, but inside my course, you will find all the steps needed to create 3D multi-layered SVGs. And you're also gonna learn how to create shadow box designs. So everything is covered in the course. The next question is from Love Bob Forever. And her name is actually Kimberly. So Kimberly says, how and where to design SVGs. So I would recommend using a professional software like Affinity Designer. There are a couple of different software out there, so go in and have a look at all of them and see what works best for you, because it's a very personal choice which software to use. There is Inkscape, there's Affinity Designer, there's Adobe Illustrator. For me, Affinity Designer works best because it's a one-off purchase, and I really love their interface. It's very professional. Inkscape, I just can't stand Inkscape because it's so glitchy and it's very annoying for me to use it. That's why I don't like it and I don't recommend it. However, it's a totally a personal choice. If it's something that you have worked with and you're comfortable with, definitely go for it. There are instructors out there who teach you in Inkscape. You'll also find programs which will teach you how to design SVGs in Adobe Illustrator. So it's totally a personal choice which software you go for. I personally like Affinity Designer, and that's what I use. So that was a question from Kimberly. Next question is from Angel. She's asking, I've made my design in Cricut Design Space. Is there a way to save it as an SVG? Unfortunately, there isn't any way to save your designs as SVGs. You can share the link for that design with other people, but you cannot export any SVG files from Design Space. You can only use it in Design Space. So unfortunately, that's the problem with creating SVGs in Design Space. That's why you gotta learn to use a professional software or any vector design software for creating your SVGs. Next question is from Dawn, and she's asking copyright rules based on platform. So in general, all the platforms have the same rules, which is do not copy other people's designs and sell them. And anything that looks like a copy paste, which like exact copy of someone's design, is obviously going to be a copyright infringement. So stay away from that. Also, you when you're creating SVGs, you gotta stay away from trademarked words and sentences. Like there are lots of quotes or words that have been trademarked. For example, soccer mom or basketball mom, and a lot of those words. There was one word, "Good morning sunshine," which was trademarked by Kylie Jenner. And anybody who was selling t-shirts or mugs which says "Hello Sunshine" was served a copyright notice. So there is a website, I think you can Google it, trademark search or something, and you can go there and type in the word that you're looking for. If it's not there, that means you can use that word. If it's there, you cannot use that word. So go and have a look at that. Next, Dawn is asking, turning personal pictures into clean and sharp edges SVG. So what I would do is turn them into an SVG and then import it in a vector design software and then get rid of all the nodes that are present to make it smoother. I think you also have that option in Cricut Design Space. I'm not too sure, but I would again recommend checking out my video on YouTube, how to convert picture to SVG, three easy methods. So I would highly recommend checking out that video. Next question is from Julie. She says, I'm stuck in the whole process from beginning to the end. I hope you were able to catch my live session where I show you how to design SVGs. If not, just let me know and I can send you the link for the masterclass. Next question is from Cheryl. It's again a repeated, I've answered this question before as well. What is the best program to use? So I hope if you are watching from the beginning, you have already gotten the answer for this question. So I'm not going to repeat the answer just because of the time. All right. So next question is from Karen. I'm interested in the whole process, how to design and how to sell. So I've covered the designing part in my live masterclass. And if you want to learn how to sell, I would recommend checking out my masterclass, 4-step framework for a successful SVG business. Wa alaikum assalam. Thanks for joining. And next question is from Sherry. She wants to learn, she says, I want to learn how to design SVGs on iPad. Again, I have a course, SVGs on iPad, which covers everything about creating SVGs on iPad. Next question is from Nicola, and she's asking, which vinyl is for iron on? So the heat transfer vinyl is for iron on, or it says iron on vinyl or heat transfer vinyl, something like that. So anything that comes under heat transfer can be used for iron on. Heather, next question is from Heather, and she says, I want to see how you sell, what platform, how do you set up your listing, use mockups, how do you come up with your descriptions, do you have a brand, and how do you create it? Great questions, and the answer for all of these questions can be found in the How to Package and Sell SVG module. Lots of details, and I cannot answer all the things here. I've already covered what platform to go for and how to set up the listing. I have to show you, and that's gonna take a couple of minutes. Use mockups, so I have a mockup tutorial as well. How to come up with your descriptions. So descriptions, I'll give you a quick overview. So you, in your description, you got to include how to use it, what the use of this SVG, what is the size, and list out some project ideas, mention your policies. You got to make it meaty. You got to make your product descriptions meaty so that it can be easily found on Google search. And how do you have a brand, and how do you create it? So to create your brand, it's important to have that consistency. So you got to create your logo, and you got to make, and then your mock-ups. So the colors of your logo and your mock-ups and all the graphics that you're putting up there, they should all be consistent. So if your logo is pink and blue, you don't want your mock-up to be green and yellow, because those are completely different colors. There's no cohesiveness in your design. So a brand comes into the way a brand functions is when all the elements of the branding are aligned, are cohesive. So your logo and your mock-up is the same color, your fonts, you're using the same kind of fonts in your logo as well as your mock-ups. So these are very important things to keep in mind when you want, if you want to create that consistent, cohesive branding of your SVGs. So I hope that was helpful. For more detailed tutorial, I would highly recommend checking out the module, How to Package and Sell SVGs, and you can get it for free if you join my course before October 30th. Okay, the next question is from Julie. So she says, tips to avoid getting frustrated with the design software. The number one tip is I would recommend is to learn the software. Spend time learning the software before you even think about selling SVGs. Master the software and be a part of a supportive community. Join a supportive community where people know what they're doing, where you have an expert supporting you and can answer the questions for you, so that you don't stay stuck in one place forever. Because this is a very, very technical process, and there is a tendency to get stuck in every single step. So maybe you take two steps forward and then you get stuck. Then you move one step, you get stuck again. And in situations like these, you need to have a place where you can quickly go and clear your answers. You can get answers for the questions. So you need to be with an expert. That's what I highly, highly recommend. If you are using Affinity Designer, you can come to my group, where you are going to get all the support. If you're using Inkscape, find somebody who is an expert in Inkscape, in designing SVGs, and go join their group. Or if you are working in Adobe Illustrator, find an expert who is good at Adobe Illustrator so they can teach you. So that's the easiest and the simplest way, is to learn from an expert who can answer the questions for you and who can quickly get you out of that place that you're stuck in, because it really, really helps. For example, I just switched my career to IT. So I'm working as a business intelligence analyst, and I had to learn a ton of new software in like 6 weeks. And I'm so glad that we had a training program for us, and they were very professional and experienced experts available to us to teach everything. I wouldn't have ever been able to learn it this quickly without the experts present. And within 6 months, coming from a biotech background, having no knowledge about business intelligence, I was able to learn all of these things super quick thanks to the experts that were there to guide us. So it really, really helps being surrounded by experts and people who have already been there, done that. That was a question from Julie. Next question is from Rebecca. When I design the SVG, how do I get it into different colors to have my Cricut cut it different colors for complicated designs? So you choose the colors. If you're working with either paper or vinyl, you got to choose the colors yourself. And when you are exporting your SVGs, make sure you're exporting all the different layers together. So each design should be in a different layer. And this is not going to work with a PNG. So first of all, understand the difference between an SVG and a PNG. With PNG, you're not going to get the layers. You're only going to get the layers with the SVG. So make sure you are using an SVG that has all those layers present. Only then you'll be able to cut it in different colors. So I hope that was helpful. The next question is from Darlene, and then we just have like 10 questions left. I'm just gonna get a sip of water. So Darlene says, the one thing I'm interested in learning is converting my SVG using Affinity Designer or Photo so it ends up in a usable file that I can change the colors in all layers, etc. after I upload it to Design Space. So converting your SVG, I'm not sure why would you want to convert your SVG? So if you're already designing in SVG, you wouldn't have to convert it in Affinity Designer. And if you are turning SVG, a photo, a PNG to SVG, then you can check out the tutorial on my YouTube, which is how to convert picture to SVG, three easy methods. And if it's a PNG file, you can add it to your Affinity Designer and trace all the different layers and then export it as an SVG. So you'll have all the different layers. Next question is from Janet. And she says, what sells? I would also like you to touch on copyright laws. Thank you for asking. So what sells? Great question, and I've already covered the answer. I would say look for the trends. What's trending right now? What are Cricut crafters working on right now? You can go to the craft groups and see what kind of posts are getting the most amount of likes and comments. Sorry about that. So last year, these were very popular. Excuse me. Last year, these were very popular, the money cakes. And a lot of people started selling those SVGs. Like there was like a wave of money cake SVGs. So go into the groups and see what people are making. And copyright laws, I've already discussed that in the beginning of the video. So please go and check that out. Next question is from just give me a moment. So she's asking, this question is from Wendy, and she's asking what size is the best for putting in an SVG file. So what size is the best for putting in SVG files? So depends on your project. So for example, if you're creating a text-based SVG, I wouldn't recommend making it smaller than 4 inches. That's a regular size for a text-based SVG. Nothing smaller than 4 inches, because it's gonna give a really hard time for your Cricut. And if you're making something like an intricate paper cut design, then I won't recommend going smaller than 6 inch. And if it's a very intricate design, make sure you cut it on the maximum setting, maximum size for the Cricut. And a general rule of thumb is the more intricate the design, the bigger the size. Because if it's super intricate and the lines are super close together, the blade is gonna rip the material off and it's not gonna be a good experience for you or your customers. So keep that in mind. And also you need to keep the stroke width. So if the stroke width for text-based SVGs is gonna be very, very thin compared to the paper craft SVGs. The paper craft need to be thicker than the vinyl, because the density of the paper is higher than that of vinyl. So that's why you gotta keep those things in mind when you're designing your SVGs. And the second question is, how many different formats to put into the zip file? So when I started off, I saw people putting in like 10 different file formats in their zip file, but it was getting very confusing for customers, because a lot of them would just end up using importing the PNG file, and then they would message me saying that it's not working properly, I don't see the different layers, blah, blah, blah. And that's why I just include two types of files, SVG and EPS. And most of the times I don't even include EPS, yet I haven't received any queries or comments about the different types of file. When I just include one SVG, it makes it very simple for the people to just go into the folder and just grab that one file and import it in Design Space and start using it. It makes everybody's life simple. So I include one SVG and one PDF file in my SVGs, and that's pretty much it. So that was a question from Wendy. The next question is from Monica, and there's a long list of questions. First is, how do you start selling and what items best to start selling with? I've answered that question twice, so I hope I just recommend watching the earlier parts of the video. And the next question is, do you start off small when selling your items and then move to bigger items, or do you just try to figure out what you like and put a design on it and hope it sells? Okay, I'm just gonna let you guys know that this is the worst possible way to approach your SVG business. It's the time of things, like if you're gonna put it there, somebody's gonna buy it. It doesn't work like that anymore. The competition is very high, so you gotta be very, very strategic about what you are designing, what you are spending your time on, and what you are putting out there. Because it's no longer, those times are gone where if it's out there, someone's gonna buy it. I forgot there was a phrase that people used to use. I forgot what was it. So no, you gotta be strategic. Go and find out what people are interested in. What kind of designs do they wanna, what kind of designs they're spending their money on. So simple text-based designs are a big no-no. Nobody's interested in buying those, because they can easily create that in Design Space. So I would recommend you start off big. You start off with complex SVGs. Learn to use the software and then go find your inspiration. Figure out what you want to sell, what's selling, what kind of crafts people are making. And then if you have the knowledge to use the software, you can easily start creating those designs and start making them. For example, I'm going to give you the same example of my student who in just 1 week got 50 sales, and she just has 3 designs in her shop. And she created this cup holder SVG, and that was super popular. It got a ton of sales in just 1 week. So I would recommend starting with complex SVGs based on strategic research and then adding it to your shop. Next question is selling your projects hard to get started or easy? Selling your projects, I wouldn't say anything in this world is easy. You need to put in the effort in everything you do. Like if you're gonna start off thinking like, oh, it's gonna get so difficult, you're never gonna win it. You're never gonna win in this game, because running your own business is difficult. It's hard. There are gonna be so many lows that you're gonna run into. So I wouldn't say forget about easy and hard. Change your mindset. Think about, be a doer. Like, okay, I don't care how difficult or hard it is. I'm in it. I'm going to make it work no matter what. You got to change your mindset like this and then get started, because nothing is easy. It's difficult. The first time I launched my Etsy, my SVG store, I had literally 0 sales. But I didn't give up. I went back. I did my homework. I relaunched again. And within... in that first month of relaunch, I made $1,500 from my shop in that first month. That was my second launch. If I had given up in my first launch, I wouldn't have seen that kind of income. I wouldn't have seen that kind of success from my second launch, right? And after my second launch, I was contacted by Cricut to design SVGs for them. And if I had given up on the first time that I failed, I wouldn't have gotten that opportunity. So it's not going to be easy. I'm going to tell you from the beginning, it's not going to be easy. Nothing is easy. But if you want to do it, you got to change your mindset that, okay, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to achieve in my business. So I'm going to go all in and I'm going to put all the effort that's needed to grow my business. And her next question is, what's the safest amount to invest in your business yourself before investing more? So the good question, the answer to this is, there is no specific amount. You always need to have some sort of investment ready. Invest in the knowledge, invest in the skills, because there is no supplement for this. The stuff you're gonna learn through a course in the short amount of time, even if you spend like 2 to 3 years, you're not gonna get to that point. Like if you invest in a course, you're gonna get to the next level in a shorter amount of time, and it's gonna make things quicker and faster and much easier. Plus you'll have a support system. So always keep some money aside to invest in the skills and prioritize your skills. So for example, if you want to start selling SVGs and you don't know nothing about SVGs, so your first goal should be to learn to design SVG cut files. And once you have mastered the designing, then you can, the next step is to start selling that SVG cut files. So your next investment would be probably how to sell on Etsy, how to how to sell digital products on Etsy. So something like that. So divide it into steps and then think about the investment. And let me tell you this, that you're never going to regret investing in skills. I've had so many students who went from literally knowing nothing to creating beautiful cake topper SVGs in just 2 to 3 weeks. And one of my students who just joined like 2 weeks ago, she completed everything in 1 week. It's a 30-day course. If you put in the time and effort, it shouldn't take you more than 30 days. But she completed everything in less than a week. And she gained so much from that course in just a small amount of time. So it really, really helps to enroll in a course and learn from somebody who has been there, done that. It will really, really cut down the amount of time you're spending. And also, I'm going to tell you my personal story. When I started designing digital sewing patterns, I did not find a single program that would show me how to do it in Affinity Designer or Adobe Illustrator. So I spent a good 2 years trying to learn the software on my own through trial and error. It was so much work. And the biggest regret I have is that I wasn't able to, I should have spent that time making money instead of trying to figure out the software. So I could have made more money instead of wasting time trying to figure out the software. Like if I had somebody to guide me, all that time I would have spent on making money rather than figuring out the software. So that is one important message that I give to everybody. If you wanna make money for selling SVGs, best to invest in a program and learn from somebody who has already been there, done that. So you, in short amount of time, you get all the skills needed to design SVGs. And then after 30 days, you can put your SVGs in your shop and start making money. So that was the answer. Next question is, should you sell everything you made first before buying more? So I don't know what you are referring to. Should you sell everything you made first before buying more? Should you restock as you sold only 3 and have left 3, or wait till you're sold out? So if you're selling digital files, you don't have to worry about restocking, because with digital files, you make them once and you can sell them a million times without having to go back in. So if you're talking about SVGs, you don't have to worry about restocking. And if you're selling handmade, I am not an expert in selling handmade items, so I don't know how to answer that question. All right, so next question is from Linda. So she says she wants to start from beginning. So I highly recommend checking out my masterclass. It covers everything. And the last question here is from Elena. And she says, I would like to know how to get my shop noticed. Wonderful question, Elena. So I would first have a look at what kind of designs you're putting out in your shop. Are they simple text-based designs, or are they complex designs for layered cake toppers, layered 3D SVGs? Because these are the types of SVGs that people are interested in buying. And you should have at least 10 to 20 good quality SVGs. So if it's a complex SVG, you can create tutorials and put them in your on your Instagram and use all the Cricut hashtags. Make small reels. So you can make for one SVG. So for example, if I'm selling the SVG for this gift tag, what I'm going to do, I'm going to make one reel just to show the final product. And I'm going to tell people to go and check the SVG in my shop. The next reel is going to be me putting together this gift tag, a fast-paced video of me putting together this gift tag. And again, I would recommend people to go and get the SVG from my store. So those are two different ways you can promote. And then you can also have like a slow tutorial, step-by-step tutorials explaining every single step on YouTube or on Instagram. And then you can link people to the tutorial. Then you can do like a set of several different gift tags. You can show people how to use this gift tag, like tie it up, put it on a gift, and then make a reel for that. Many different ways to make reels. And for each SVG, you can make 3 to 4 reels in 3 to 4 different unique ways and promote it. Share it in Facebook groups. Share the reels on your page, on Instagram, on TikTok. And use a ton of hashtags and direct people to go to your store and check out your products. And this is only going to work if your products are good looking, if your products are high quality and complex designs. So that was all about the questions. So those were all the questions, and I hope I covered everything, and it's been, I think, around 40 minutes. And if you guys have any other questions, feel free to message me. I'm just going to repeat it for one last time. The price for my course, SVGs on Desktop, is going to go up on October 30th. So if you want to save $20, and if you want to get the bonus, how to package and sell SVGs, also 5 bonus card templates that you can modify and start selling in your shop right away, join my course before October 30th. The price is just $147 right now. And we also have a payment plan, $47 per month. If you're interested, message me now. This course will teach you everything about designing SVGs in Affinity Designer. So I'm just going to show you guys what the course looks like inside and what all you are going to get. So here is the back end of the course. So we've got around 5 modules and a ton of bonus videos. So you're gonna start off by learning how to create, how to install Affinity Designer. And then you also get a handbook that you can follow. You can print it out and follow step by step. And then we have video tutorials for all the things. So we're gonna start off with basic text-based design. And you can see the design that you're going to learn. This is the design you're going to learn inside this first module, text-based module. And then we've got shapes module. And at the end of this shapes module, you're going to learn how to design a custom cake topper SVG cut file. After that, we have the tracing module, working with pens. You're going to learn how to create a paper flower and then how to trace images. So a lot of people asked me about converting their PNG or PNG files to SVG. So this module goes over tracing, so you can learn to turn a simple PNG into an SVG simply by tracing. And then we have advanced lessons. So once you have mastered all the SVG designing, you're going to learn how to create shadowbox SVGs, hard box SVG. So this is the hard box SVG. It has a heart shape at the top. And this is the shadow box SVG that you're gonna learn to make. This is the shadow box SVG that you're gonna learn to make. And then we have a tutorial on how to create knockout text like this one. And then how to create stickers in Affinity Designer. And how to create gift tags. And you're also going to get bonus SVG card templates that you can start selling right away. So all of these are available to you for you if you join the program before October 30th. So if you're interested, message me now. It's very affordable, $47 for 3 months. So message me now and I'll get you sorted and set up. All right. Thank you everybody for joining and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Lastly, if you want to learn how to make gorgeous SVG cut files in Affinity Designer, be sure to check out my free masterclass via the link below.